Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. So I am loving this new practice of voicing these little love notes to you before I go to sleep. It's kind of like all of the thoughts that I have in my mind and these questions I get in DMs kind of accumulate in my head. And it's kind of this nice processing time right before I go to sleep. I highly recommend it. Or even if it's a bedtime journaling session. And so I've been kind of sitting here for a bit, sipping on some wine because I'm 22 and grown now, and ruminating on what I wanted to talk about today. And I kept coming back to this phenomenon that I find myself feeling trapped in, but also that I see a lot of peers feeling trapped in, which is this feeling of like, oh my gosh, there is so much wrong with the world, and there is so much to be done. From fighting for climate change to racial justice to educational reform, prison reform, for working in politics, for mobilizing in a grassroots way, for using my platform to speak up. I feel like I am inundated with all of these different issues that I want to take a stand on because I genuinely feel something like anger at what the current situation is. Then at the same time, there comes this pressure to choose something, right? For me, I have chosen periods of all things. Periods have been my main focus. And to me, I think it's because really what I am obsessed with, what keeps me up at night, is fighting for gender equality. But I still, every day, have this feeling of constant inadequacy, like, am I really making any difference? What about all maybe the more time-sensitive things that I read in the news, right? And maybe it's not time-sensitive. This is just how I feel sometimes, which is like the world is going to end in 50 years, right? Or exaggerating again, but and there are people being killed by police, and I have this privilege as someone who is a person of color but is Asian American, where that isn't a lived experience for me. And I feel like it makes this feeling of like, what am I supposed to do? I want to take action on all of these things. How am I supposed to, you know, split up my energy? And I think that it's this that makes us have this FOMO about quote unquote activism, right? And I put that in quotes because I think that activism has become a term that young people especially own with such ferocity, but then use against each other, right? Performative activism is real, right? We live in this age of people feeling like maybe posting a photo of they're going to a protest once or sharing something means that they've, you know, period, done the work that they need to do. And I think that it is a very real thing that exists, but at the same time, I think we are very quick to call each other out when someone who maybe isn't super active in that fight tries to talk up about it. And I'm nervous about recording this because I feel like there's a part of me that tries to stay silent about this because I am so scared of maybe overstepping, right? But I think it's this thing that I've been thinking about a lot today. Inauguration, when we're looking at the Capitol, seeing Joe Biden, President Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris being sworn into the highest office in our United States government. And I'm sitting here watching it, feeling so relieved and so happy that we dodged this fucking bullet of a potential re-election of Donald Trump. And yet I also find this part of me that feels inadequate. Like, I did vote, and I do believe that I used my platform to engage voters. But did I use it to the 150% I saw role models like Mandana Dayani doing? No, right? And maybe that's their one cause. And I see Lady Gaga singing and killing it on stage. And I see her in her flow state, in her work element. And guess what my mind does, even as someone who is not pursuing singing or music as a career? I start thinking, wow, I am so not talented like that. I don't have that, right? And I kept holding on to this feeling because, you know, with my new self-awareness, post-treatment and everything, I am trying to be really critical, not critical, but really aware of how and why I'm thinking the things I'm thinking. And I kept watching this inauguration, which is this beautiful moment, right? Beautiful moment, historic moment. And 80% of me is just relieved and excited and hopeful. I think, or let's say that's 70%, maybe like 20% is anxious because I'm Nadia. I'm always a little bit anxious, but also because I think that I felt like Donald Trump and his base after the Capitol riots disappeared too quietly. And I think that there is part of me that's like, what is coming next? What is coming? What is it that we didn't see today that's coming next? And then the last 10% of me was just this feeling of inadequacy. Like, okay, Biden said it. We have so much work to do. He called out the virus of white supremacy. We have so much work to do. So what am I going to do? This show is part of the Pro Democracy Podcast Coalition. I think most of us agree that in a functioning democracy, the winner should be determined by the voters. Well, that almost didn't happen in 2020. Now extremists are working to intimidate and replace nonpartisan election workers with quote-unquote yes men who might reject election results. The only thing that will stop them is us. We've partnered with the grassroots pro-democracy organization, Represent Us, to give you the tools you need to protect free and fair elections. Learn more and get involved. Visit represent.us/pod to learn more. Like, there's so much that we could do. That's the beauty of being a young organizer or activist. And let me just pause here and clarify that, like, how I use the term activist is I think activism is pushing against the status quo. So if you're about changing culture or changing the norms around you, then you are participating in some level of activism. And so for me, anyways, I'm hearing these words and I'm inspired by them. I am inspired by the words that Amanda Gorman spoke around, you know, we have hope and we have chosen to try at protecting our democracy. So what am I going to do for it, right? And for me, I believe in the work that I do wholeheartedly. I believe in what I'm building with August. I believe that there is a possibility that we can reimagine capitalism. And I can do that through this work and change culture and periods and serve periods. I believe that. But then there's the part of me that's like, okay, well, like, what am I doing to fight racial justice beyond my community? I am trying to dismantle it. I am trying to dismantle white supremacy within myself through my own learning and self-reflection. But what more am I supposed to be doing? Not supposed to, but what more can I do? And even though I'm up at 3 a.m. because I am probably overextended and more extended than I should be, I still have that feeling, right? I am not doing enough. If we are facing climate change and we are facing the potential, like, you know, harm to our planet that we cannot come back from, but I'm sitting here talking about periods. I care about period poverty and I'm not diminishing the work of others. I'm just saying these are the thoughts that run through my head. And I don't really know where I'm going with this. I just kind of wanted to share that because I think that it's something that I felt a lot over this last year, right? As we saw our country reckoning with this long overdue fight for racial justice, as we saw, you know, in the last couple years, this outpour of support for the movement to protect this planet, right? That is a movement that I have not, you know, that is actually the environmental activism part. It's not one, a community that I necessarily felt welcome to, but also it's not work that kept me up in the same way at night than periods do. Like, periods and gender equality really are the thing that I am always thinking about and always passionate about. And it doesn't feel like work because I do care about it so much. But I just wanted to share that for me, I am recognizing that I have this part of me that has this one feeling of inadequacy because there's so much work to do. Two, we live in this world of social media where we can see what everyone else is working on and we compare ourselves against that. And I don't think we should. I don't think it's helpful, but I think it's hard not to do. And then three, it's this internal feeling of inadequacy that I really need to work through. The feeling that even when I'm working as hard as I can, even when I'm overextended and finding myself at 3 a.m. recording this podcast, which I'm so happy to be doing, by the way, even if no one listens to this, it's that feeling of inadequacy that I have to work through, right? And that maybe you do too, right? That no matter how hard I'm working, why is it that at the end of the day, or when I look at the news, when I see something wrong with this country, I'm not like, oh, that's something I will vote for. Instead, I'm like, wow, I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough of this. I'm not pushing myself hard enough. And I'm going to say that one of my new 2021 affirmations is to work through that. So those are my unfiltered, unedited comments for today. These little love notes are truly just that. I turn on the recording, I just let it go. I haven't even checked analytics. I'm not sure if anyone is listening to this, but I so appreciate those of you who have DM'd me. And I want to hear what you think. I want to hear, is this something that just I feel? Is this something that you might also feel as well? And happy Inauguration Day. We definitely have work to do, but I'm excited to be in it together.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.